Takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it after the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 25, 50, 45. Here goes Davis. Oh, my God. Davis is running all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. And tonight, hey, it was BYOG, bring your own guts. And they brought some guts and some heart, and they never quit until the last play. Her kick is blocked. Jenkins won it. But Jenkins picking up back in the 25, and Austin is returning it down the left side. That's the 50 of Roger. That's the 30. Inside the 20. Inside the 20.
Carefully, eyes on me. Here goes start for ourselves. We didn't play our best football. You know it, I know it. But you didn't quit. You didn't quit. We didn't come any close. And I'm ticked off by the result. So I'm proud of you guys. And you fought. And you fought. And you fought.
All right. Get ready. Get ready to make money. Thank you for joining the ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast, which the purpose of the podcast is to make me money, right? I'm not hypocritical like these athletes. They say they do stuff for the people. They do stuff for mindfulness, for their yoga teacher. No, no, no. We do this for money, and this is a business meeting. And business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. The purpose is clear. We just told you. The outcome has been 13 consecutive weeks of profit. I was just in a financial services meeting. They were happy with a 50% return on investment. We're 300% return on investment. But not only do we do it, we give you the picks, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach the man how to fish, right? He knows how to fish for a lifetime. They don't need stimulus or extension of unemployment. They're making money on investment, and they're making money watching games because we use business and financial concepts to do it. And I'm qualified because I have an MBA, Master's of Business, Science, and Securities License. So the same way I make money for my clients or net worth, 50 million, 20 million, the same money I make for you free. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders style. Just make the picks, but it's better for you to learn how to make the picks. Now, another business maxim, if you are the smartest, toughest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. That's why we got in our room, the Marine, Josh Luna, with us breaking down games, man. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm ready to get this going. Let's do it. Friday night.
Yeah, all the podcasts, we've had some serious insight, starting from the Hawthorne Effect podcast.
Watching football right now.
We're going to cover the spread. Do some in-live betting if you're watching live and bet those raging Cajuns, that big offensive line. Going to tear them up, wear them down in the second half, all right? Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, Hawthorne Effect, Learn From Your Mistakes was a great podcast that gave great insights into betting. In the episode notes, we have the top 10 rules of betting. We're going to put a glossary in there, and we're going to give you a lot of information there on the nuts and bolts of it. Then we went to the NFL podcast, right? We're looking for a big week this week in the NFL as we try to get, not try, hit the word try. Try is a loser word. You either do or you don't. So we're going to get to 70, 80% of those NFL picks are gold. Then we have a successful woman, businesswoman from the Ukraine, breaking down the Ukraine. It started with a weekend I had with three Ukrainian girls 20 years ago. It was actually a whole summer. We had fun. And then 2016, Paul Manafort, then Hunter Biden, Julia. So we broke down the Ukraine for you. And now we got college football. What's the first game we are going to tackle? The Marine, Josh Luna.
I'm thinking let's tackle Texas Tech right now versus Kansas. Kansas hasn't covered all year. I just don't see them doing that against Texas Tech at minus 26, at plus 26. Exactly.
and it's going to go over the total 62. It's going to go much more than that. So okay. That's that. Make that money. Watch the games.
Easy one. Another easy one. We're going back with them. Them backs, the Razorbacks, Arkansas, Missouri. How you feeling about that one?
That's all you, man. Razorbacks are your team. I love the Razorbacks because we were talking about offensive line play covering in Louisiana. Lafayette is a perfect example of that. Other games that we're going to get into, a perfect example of teams with good offensive lines covering, and that is Sam Pittman, the head coach of Arkansas. My wife's from Florida, so she calls him the Arkansan Razorback. But they're going to cover, man. They're going to cover the spread +3 against Missouri, right?
Yes.
And look for that game to go over the 53.
Okay. All right. How do you feel about, you know, switching out to the SEC now? We got Tennessee, and they're, you know, they're playing a rivalry game this week against the Heisman favorite right now out of Florida. And, you know, Trask is so good. Florida's been rolling. But they, you know, they didn't cover Kentucky last week. Thinking that, you know, Tennessee's going to put up a fight, and I'm thinking Tennessee at +18 is a pretty safe bet.
Right. Another really good podcast, and I'm going to make sure that the website's organized. The Faith Family Football Podcast with head coach of your Houston Baptist Huskies. He's a man that went toe-to-toe with Craig Erickson and beat him, a guy who had won 4 national championships. But we're coming back, man. Nothing can stop us, especially when we're making money and there's going to be a recession and people are upset. The chat didn't cover it, but we have Arkansas going to cover. Kansas hasn't covered all year, so we're going to take Texas Tech, our friends, the Red Raiders. And we are going to what was the other game? It was the Red Raiders over 62. Arkansas over 53 +3.
Yeah. Auburn, right? Tennessee.
Yeah, we were
at Tennessee. Tennessee.
The Tennessee game.
Tennessee, Florida. Yes.
Tennessee Volunteers, Florida. Take the Tennessee Volunteers because, like we heard, we Faith Family Football. Listen to those podcasts for mental health. Coaches put things in their back pockets, right? They put things in their back pockets to be able, so the other coaches don't have film on them, right? So that's what a lot of coaches are going to do, including Coach Mullen, who wants to get that SEC title. He knows that the only shot he has is for Nick Saban to have the least amount of film on him as possible, right? And because of that, we are going to be able to cover the spread with your Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
And what's the next game we're going to cover?
Next game we're going to go to I know we lost the chat right there. Auburn. And who's Auburn? Who we got with Auburn? That's
The Auburn Tigers are going to play a team that I was mentioning, Coach Fisher. Right?
Yes.
Coach Fisher won a national championship with Nick Saban, right? And we talk about arbitrage, and we use business and financial concepts in order to bet on football games. And arbitrage says that you bet 10 or more assets that are similar, right? The assets have to be similar. You bet 10 or more to take advantage of the market inefficiencies. So I take advantage of the market inefficiencies for a profession, right? Managing people's money, making the money, security. And Nick Saban beget Will Muschamp, who beget Coach Fisher at Texas A&M, who beget the coach at Tennessee, right, who's going to get fired. They all run the same defense. They all do the same thing. They're the same asset, all right? So that's why we make so much money, because it's the same. So what happens with Auburn, they just played Nick Saban. So going against Coach Jeremy Pruitt, who won a national championship with Coach Fisher, right? At your Florida State. That's why he got the job, right? Because he was Nick Saban's disciple. For that and many reasons, Jeremy Pruitt is the coach of Tennessee. Auburn is going to cover those 6 points, maybe even take 7 points. All right?
Yes, yes.
And we are smiling because, as you can see right there, we got your Louisiana Lafayette.
Look at this play. Oh, did you see? Yeah.
Yeah, the big offensive line is about to take control of this game. We had Lafayette because they have 100 guys, 100 career starts on that offensive line. And I asked the Marine Josh Luna, should we give this insight to the people or should we just make money ourselves on it? And the Marine Josh Luna said, hey,
for the people,
we end the podcast with, we make a life from giving, so we're going to give you that insight. So all the teams this year will have 100 and more career starts on the offensive line. We've covered all our games. And look at that big, huge hole. Look at 65 blocking like three different people, man. All right? And because of that, because of 65 blocking all those people, we're making a lot of money. And actually, what I'm going to do is get the Periscope one and get that one on the game.
You're going to watch it. You're a little behind on the game. It's going to be really good right now, the next play.
Oh, okay, that guy going all the way down. Again, that big offensive line taking control. And what did I say at halftime, the Marine Josh Luna?
Oh, that they're going to take control.
Straight easy up. Money. So I bet $1,000. So that guy running down the field means $950 to me.
Almost lost the ball.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Appalachian State well-coached team, what they want to do is they want to create turnovers. And I think the last stream game night, because I did put play-by-play, I got to be more sneaker and, you know, put lay-by-lay or something like that. And that's how the streams get on Periscope. All right? So what's the next game we're going to tackle?
Next game's the game of the week is BYU Coastal Carolina. Coastal. BYU. Game of the week, college game days there.
What do you think?
I'm thinking we got to go with Coastal at plus 11. And it might be emotion because I hate BYU, but.
Right. So you got to watch that, right? Yeah. Number one rule of betting is do not bet your own team. And part of the Hawthorne effect is looking at your biases. And both the Marine. Josh Luna and myself have a bias against BYU. Now, I have a lot of Mormon friends, and read the book The Triple Package by Amy Schuma. And Amy Schuma, for whatever reason, has her hands in a lot of things. Amy Schuma is the professor at Princeton who, if a girl, hot girl came into their law program, she clerked for Mr. Kavanaugh, who's on the Supreme Court. And Josh Luna is spoiling the plays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looking good here. Looking good for that cover. So in the book that Amy Schumer wrote, Mormons have more money per capita than the Catholic Church, and they're about to cash the Catholic Church in actual dollars. That's why BYU has their own channel. That's why BYU can recruit whoever they want. So for those are many reasons I raised my eyebrow. Also, more teams should do that. They go on missions, right? They get 2 extra years, but they use it strategically. Like their linebacker's been there 7 years. But he started in as a cornerback. He was slow. He was getting burnt by everybody. So they said, listen, once you go on mission and gain 40 pounds of muscle and come back, will place you at a linebacker, right? So that's what BYU does. They're going against Coastal Carolina. Speed. Coastal Carolina is going to have more speed than them. They're going to travel, right? It's plus 11. Both teams, and going back to the 100 career starts going into the season, like Lafayette right here, Lafayette has covered 15 of their last 16 games. And it's because of that offensive line, right? That's we're going to see them hammer the ball here, first and goal. They had two guys in the NFL. Napier is going to be probably the head coach of South Carolina. So Coastal Carolina has a very, very intelligent coach. A perfect example is their center. Their center is the wrestling champion in Florida. He's undersized, so he's not going to a Nick Saban, right? He's not going to anybody. Blue chip. But he's a blue chip body. The coach says, hey, you can wrestle. We're going to make you into a center. And you're going to be high-level guy. I like your attitude. Boom. The kid is dominating as a freshman. So that tells me that team's smart. The other thing, number one rule in betting is do not bet your own team. Number two rule in betting is always do your research. So if you have not seen BYU play, if you have not seen Coastal Carolina play, do not bet this game, right? Because we're about good mental health, not being a degenerate, irresponsible person gambling. No, we don't gamble. What we do is we bet using business and financial concepts to make short-term investments. And man, that was an easy touchdown. Why? Okay. Because Appalachian State, let's see if we see the replay. I'll show you. Appalachian State, oh, that wasn't a touchdown, but you'll see it, where Appalachian State has to bunch the middle because Lafayette is so damn big, right? So they have to bunch the middle so the outside's open to them, right? And this is going to be third and goal. If anybody on Periscope has any questions, let us know. Any questions about football? And there you go, touchdown, Lafayette, the raging Cajuns. And if I went down to that part of North Louisiana, I would gain like 30 pounds. So we're going to see the replay. And what I want you to look at, it's how everybody's bunched towards the center, right? And the outside is wide open. Meant to go for the extra point. They're up by 14. But it was Appalachian State minus 3, right? Yes. So that means we're actually up 7 points.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Right. All right, so here's the replay. So that's a long run. And he's gliding. Shouldn't let that guy come from behind. He almost lost the ball. That's laziness. And then there's that big offensive line. Bam, they went straight down the middle. All right. So what's the next game we're going to tackle?
I was thinking let's hit up the Pac-12. And I'm thinking about this UCLA-ASU game. Arizona State hasn't played in a month now. UCLA has looked better the last couple of weeks. How are you feeling about this?
Man, you're right on it. It's going to be interesting because you got two NFL coaches going against each other. You have Chip Kelly, who coached in the NFL, against Marvin Lewis, man. Marvin Lewis is a genius defensive coordinator for Arizona State. But it's crazy. UCLA's defense is playing better. So the way they're going to beat Arizona State is they're going to put that Marvin Lewis defense in the wrong position. And actually, I told the Marine Josh Luna this, it doesn't matter about DLR playing for UCLA. Oh, I see you got your UCLA shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should have brought my UCLA jersey, put it on. I'll do that next week. So Griffin is just as good as DLR. I think he's actually better.
I think so. He's better.
I think he's better. So I look for UCLA to roll Arizona State. And it's going to be this tough first quarter is going to be tough for Arizona State. because they haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
And Marvin Lewis and coach there is into running people and working them hard. So teams like that, they have a hard time warming up and getting ready, and UCLA is going to be ready to go. So I would go first half line, UCLA, and UCLA for the whole game. And what's the over-under in that game?
Actually, let me get that up for you right now. It's 55 and a half.
Yeah, 55. It's going to go over that.
Okay. All right. Sticking to the LA teams. Washington.
Now, it's been 80% Pac-12, so pay attention, people. This is money.
Yes. So what do you think about USC and Washington State then? Cougars traveling.
This is classic. Yeah, this is classic. And you can use business. Oversold, undersold. So in stocks, you buy low, you sell high. So USC, LA teams are always an inflated line, right? So it's an inflated line, USC, 12 and a half.
Yeah.
Washington State has a great coach. He used to coach at Hawaii, the Rainbows. And he's going to out-coach Gomer Helton. Gomer Helton is the luckiest man in the world. And then again, USC, since they started off so well, they might think they have bigger fish to fry. And they don't want to cover the spread. What they want to do is get into the Pac-12 championship game and win the Pac-12. So Gomer Helton, Coach Harrell, and defensive coordinator Orlando are going to keep things in their back pocket. Washington State's a big recruiting game for them, right? They want to recruit LA. And what better way to recruit LA than saying, hey, we beat your Gomer Helton, and we, or at least we played a close game against USC.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what they're going to do. And look for your Washington State Cougars to cover the 12 and a half points, and whatever the over-under is, go over. Two offensive coaches going against each other.
All right. Okay. How are you feeling about right now, the Oregon and Cal, another Pac-12 game, another tough one right here?
Oregon lost that game. So how do you think practices were with fiery, control maniac, anger issues, Coach Cristobal would leave?
Yes. Yeah, I think Oregon's going to want to give it to them, huh? They got to get better. They got to look better, too. They've just been playing.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a good year for them.
Right. The only problem I have is that Cristobal, since he's so kind of hard-headed in a way, does not cover spreads. So what I'm going to say on this game is, if the line is 10, take Oregon. If you get 11, right, that's going to be the most likely outcome. It's going to be 11 points.
Okay.
It's going to be Cal.
Okay.
So most likely outcome will be Oregon at 10, Cal at plus 11.
All right. I know that you were talking about an ACC game earlier where, you know, I had trouble. I'm not too sure about, but you're talking about Virginia Tech at 22, plus 22 over Clemson, or covering against Clemson. Let me know about that one a little bit.
Right. You got Coach Justin Fuentes, who is a guy who's making $5 million a year. And the game's going to be at Virginia Tech. I haven't studied the COVID-19 for Northern Virginia, but I'm betting that the alumni who give $20 million to Virginia Tech are going to be watching this game tightly. If they're not in the box, they're going to be doing something. So this is a game that Coach Justin Fuentes, who's making a good, deservedly $10 million a year, has been studying since March. He's been studying all things Clemson, right? So all the best plays. We're talking about hiding plays. Coach Fuentes is not going to hide plays for this game. He's going to go all out. Clemson has to hide plays for the ACC championship that they have to win because they lost against Notre Dame.
Yes.
So he for sure has to win and look good in the ACC championship game. He doesn't have to look good against Virginia Tech. He just has to beat them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for that and many other reasons, I am going with Virginia Tech plus the 22. They have a great defense. Trevor Lawrence hasn't played in a while, so that's going to be an issue for them. And I look for your Virginia Tech Hokies to cover those 22 points.
All right, let's do it. Let's go Hokies.
Let's go Hokies.
Just want to say, did we get the Texas A&M Auburn game in already?
Yeah, so we're going to go with your Auburn Tigers plus okay. the 6 points. And what is the over-under in that game?
It's 48.
48?
Yeah, 48. How you feeling about that one? The under, yeah, right.
It's going to be 24-21 Texas A&M.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed with either offense. I think they're both going to be a sluggish game. And, yeah, I could see it going under 48 easily.
Right. Texas A&M, they're kind of like Lafayette, that they have 120 starts coming back on that offensive line. So they want the offensive line to control the game, to wear down Auburn. And really, Auburn's going to do the same. Patrick Nix, you could say he's in a third year because he's gone through a lot this year. But Patrick Nix is not a world beater as a quarterback, but he's improving, right?
Yeah.
He'll be a lot better as we go along. So look for the game to go under. And for Auburn, playing against that same defense, right? Because Coach Fisher runs that same Nick Satan defense. And that Nick Satan defense is not that imaginative. It's that zone that's won a lot of Super Bowls and a lot of national championships. And it's made us a lot of money making games go under, right?
Yes.
And that's really what happens, that teams that run the ball and play good defense win 75% of the time.
All right, so switching it up, I mean, there's another all-ranked matchup with Indiana traveling to Wisconsin. And, you know, Indiana's going to be without this quarterback, the quarterback that they've, you know, been winning their games with. How you feeling about them at plus 13? Will they rally around the troops? Will the troops
rally around? Yeah, they're going to rally around. It's Coach Allen. And it's almost like they say styles make fights. And with Styles making fights, Wisconsin style is to run the ball and play that zone, right? And I don't mess with that zone. It's Alvarez, and Alvarez won a national championship coaching a guy that I went to high school with, Tommy Carter, at Notre Dame, Lou Holtz. And it's that zone defense, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, all of them. They all run the same defense. So it's the same defense that Indiana's going to run into. Their backup quarterback got some great – thank you for all the people watching on Periscope. Thank you for doing that research on the backup quarterback for Indiana on Twitter. That was awesome. He's from San Diego. He's good. And, again, that Wisconsin defense isn't too hard to figure out. I'm going to and I'm a conservative investor, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my regular $1,000 on Indiana and put $100 on the Indiana money line.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin, I don't know. They look shaky.
Right.
They had a few, you know, they had a few games, but that offense looked really terrible against Northwestern.
Right. And this is a good game to measure because Wisconsin, the coach, is very conservative, and he believes that COVID-19 was a hoax. So his whole team got COVID-19. So it's going to be interesting to see. And if you're going to watch this game, the Marine, Josh Luna, let me know. Because I'm going to watch this game, and we'll check our perception, right? Because we don't know anything. I'm thinking that it's a good test for the long-term effects of COVID-19 as a whole on people. Because it affects people a different way. But literally, a whole Wisconsin team got COVID-19.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that's why they had to cancel so many games. So let's see the long-term effect on the vascular system, on the stamina. And Indiana's been playing every week. They're all heart and soul. They cause turnovers. And yeah, and that freshman quarterback for Wisconsin has been really shaky. And the only game they look good at is against Michigan, but everybody's looked good against Michigan.
Exactly. Exactly.
So for that and many other reasons, we're going to go with Tom Allen. And we're going to put Tom Allen in the front of the podcast, his emotional speech.
What's the next game you got for us?
Next game I'm thinking is we'll stay in the Big 12, in the Big 10. Take Lovie Smith this week.
Against Iowa? Okay.
Yeah, against Iowa. Yeah. Again, styles make fights. This is almost like Wisconsin, where it's a conservative team. They run the ball a lot. They're up by 20, or they're up by 7, and they feel like it's 20 points. And Lovie Smith, when his team was losing, I don't know if he likes to do it or not, but he's a smart man. He's taking the team to he took the Chicago Bears to the Super Bowl with Devin Esther as his best offensive threat as a punt returner. And
he was good, though.
Grossman. Yeah, no, he was
pretty
good.
Crazy. He was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and we got a guy who played against him, Bronson, on our Faith and Family Football podcast. I'll make sure I get that out on Twitter to everybody this week. Those were great podcasts. And Bronson talked about getting beat by Devin Hester. And it's that famous game we have it on the podcast where Danny Green said, we had him and we left him off the hook. Just crown those motherfuckers. Right? That's like, yeah. Not me saying it. That's what Dennis Green said in that
news conference after. Yeah.
Yeah. So take your Fighting Illini to cover the spread on that plus number against your Iowa Hawkeyes, who are looking great. Josh Wakeman out there on Facebook, your Iowa Hawkeyes. They're going to win, but not cover the spread.
Let's shift it to the SEC. LSU, yeah, Alabama.
One game I wanted to touch on the Big Ten was, I don't know if I wrote it down, but I did look at it and I did bet it. It is
Michigan State, Ohio State.
Got Michigan State, Ohio State. Look for Michigan State to cover that big number, right? Take a point, make it 25, 20 plus 25 Michigan State. And then the other game, who is Nebraska playing? Whoever Nebraska's playing, they're going to lose.
Oh, against Purdue. Money line, against Purdue.
Your Boilermakers, yeah. Take the money line, Purdue. Don't take the points because Purdue's loser team, right?
Yeah.
That family member who asked to borrow $20, but you just give it to them because you love them. Because you know if you let them borrow the $20, they're not going to give it back.
Okay.
So you bet Purdue money line. And that's pretty much it, right? What's that? Yeah. We got the SEC. We got the
Big 10, Big 12. Yeah.
You got any Big 12 games? You're the Big 12 expert. Any games you're looking at in the Big 12?
There's one game. Yeah, I have I need your help. Oklahoma State traveling to TCU. And I don't know. I don't trust Oklahoma State at -2.5 at TCU. I'm thinking TCU at +2.5. They're better at home. Oklahoma State, you know, they're better at home. They're not as good on the road. They struggle with teams. I mean, TCU's just a hard-nosed football team that plays rough, and I think it's going to be low scoring. I don't know. I'm thinking TCU right there at +2.5. I like it.
I agree. I'll buy that a half point and go 3 points. But I do agree. I really do think that it is a coaching mismatch. I think the TCU coach is better than Mr. Mullett. I even though I like Mr. Mullett, but I think TCU is better coaching wise. And, you know, they should have covered the spread last week, but they didn't. Oklahoma State against Texas Tech. But we did get the over because we knew a lot of points were going to be scored. So, yeah, Oklahoma State hasn't covered any of the spread this year. Do you think they got poisoned this year with the problems they had with that running back? Back talking with Mullethead?
Oh, no. They got cursed, you think? No. Maybe.
Yeah, because he got they took $1 million from his salary for wearing that OEN shirt. And
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. Yeah.
And that's the best player.
So. Yeah, it probably caused some, you know, people to be upset.
Right. All right. Any other games in the Big 12 you're looking at?
That's pretty much it right there. I mean, unless you want to talk Texas, Kansas State, that game I would just stay away because I can't trust either of those teams right now. I would take Kansas State.
That game?
It's 7. I'd take K-State, though.
Kansas State.
But I'm emotionally tied to Texas.
Yeah, so take Kansas State +7 points.
Yeah, 7.5. Trust Texas.
Yeah, Tom Herman. He's one of those guys. Tom Herman is
in his last legs. He's about to get fired.
Yeah, he's about to get fired, and he is almost 80% as a dog, but he's 50%. As a favorite, right? So when you're getting numbers, when you got getting numbers on Herman, you got to look at the dog. And in financial analysis, fundamental analysis, you look at the corporate governance. And Chris Kleiman knows how to strategize and win with less, right? He's a coach who came from Division II, South Dakota State. So he's always outmanned, but he ends up winning national titles. Right? So look for Chris Kleiman to outcoach Tom Herman on his way out the door. And I'm sure the Marine Josh Luna, who is a big Texas
I'm ready to do it. He's got to go.
I lived 3 years in Austin, Texas. So.
Yeah. He's got to go.
And it was a great place. And Texas is a great school. I had a fun time.
Yeah.
Mack Brown was the coach there when I lived there.
Yeah, the one that brought them the championship.
Yes. I forgot that street. It's 6th Street. And it's great to go down there and watch games.
Yeah. Oh, man. 24-17, Louisiana. App State just scored.
I wouldn't worry about it because Appalachian State, they're on the third coach.
Yeah.
And since they're on their third coach, they're depleted on the defense, and they just can't handle that offensive line of Louisiana Lafayette. And what did you get? I got Appalachian State +3.
Oh, Louisiana +3.
Oh, yeah,
Louisiana
+3. Michael. And is that all? Is that all the games
that's
we got today?
That's all of them we have. I think we have Alabama LSU, right?
Yeah, Alabama LSU. What do you think of that game?
Oh, I mean, I like LSU. I'm a big fan. I mean, I went to go to the Alabama LSU game 2 years ago.
And oh, nice.
I root for LSU, but I don't know. Bama, I think, is just – they're going to get some revenge from last year. LSU right. celebrated on the middle of the Alabama field, the logo. Right.
And And I'll put it in the front of the podcast, that speech that Coach O had after that game.
Yeah.
It was a crazy speech. And they remember that, right? We're going to beat him and everything. Every time we see him, we're going to beat Alabama.
Yeah.
We're going to beat him in recruiting. We're going to beat him in this and that. And Nick Saban doesn't forget stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
So you look for them to be a big blowout. They have the horses. LSU returned two starters on defense. The rest of the defense is new players. And this is the wrong year for that to happen because yeah. And I know that whole – and that's why that whole LSU team got COVID-19. Because Coach O was getting them all in the weight room, right, when he wasn't supposed to. So for that and many other reasons, we are going to have to go with Alabama covering, even if it goes up to 30, go ahead and take it at 29 right now.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Steve Sarkisian, man, running that offense.
Yeah.
He's got everything he wants, man.
He wants another job.
He wants to get out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah.
Which is Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Good for him as an alcoholic. There's not much going on. And he even goes like two blocks. Everybody knows where he's at. And that's all the games. Pay attention to those Pac-12 games because I got all of them right. It's going to be a fun day of football. It's going to be a fun weekend of football. We got a lot of college basketball going. Usually do start doing the college basketball podcast after New Year's, after all the bowl games. I'm going to go ahead and start it early. First podcast, it's going to be an educational one on specific betting advice for college basketball. And then we're going to get into the NBA when the NBA starts and all the games on Christmas Day, which is fastly approaching, 21 days till Christmas. On that day, we're going to give you the winners to all the games. So we're going to start researching the teams now. And on Christmas Day, not only are you going to get presents, you are going to make money watching NBA basketball on Christmas Day. Any final words of the Marine, Josh Luna?
No, I'm just ready to see Louisiana close this out right now.
They got that huge offensive line.
They're better.
Appalachian State is depleted.
Yeah, no, this watching this one, I'm stuck on this one. Let's go, Cajun.
Yeah.
Cajun, raise
your
Cajun.
If you want, you can leave it on and we can do some play by play.
Oh, no, I'm going to be getting out of here. You're going to go eat.
All right. It's time. All right, very good. You're going to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm going to make some food mostly, but yeah, I got to eat. It's my last meal right now.
All right, cool.
One more meal today.
Last words, any last words? The Marine, Josh Luna.
Let's watch some football this weekend. Let's enjoy it.
And all these picks are free. You don't have to. We got on the Twitter, man, some guy getting on Action Sports for being a fraud. Action Sports, anybody that charges you for picks or frauds, listen to us, make money. You get person with the best information wins. We got information that has 300% profit, right? And we give you better information than what you can pay Action Sports $300 a month for. Right? Higher winning percentage. And we close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast.
That's why this sport don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, I'm just shaking the work. That's why I work with the shoes and roll my butt, and I get a limousine somewhere.